The Santa who lost his reindeer. The North Pole was a buzz with activity. The elves were hammering and painting, wrapping gifts with gleeful precision. Christmas Eve was just a day away, and Santa Claus was checking his list one last time. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and of course, Rudolph. Santa read aloud, ticking off his reindeer roster. He glanced at the stable where his trusty team should have been waiting. But when he walked in, the stall doors were open and all nine reindeers were gone. Santa's heart sank. How could this have happened? The reindeer had never disappeared before. He immediately summoned Mrs. Claus and the chief of elf, Twinkle, to the stable. "This is a disaster," Santa exclaimed, pacing back and forth. "Without the reindeer, there will be no Christmas deliveries," he said. "Don't worry, Santa," said Mrs. Claus, her voice calm and soothing. "We'll figure this out. Let's retrace their step," said Mrs. Claus. Twinkle the elf nodded. "I'll gather all other elves to search the North Pole." Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Twinkle examined the stable. Outside, they found hoof prints leading away from the North Pole village. The tracks veered off towards the enchanted forest, a magical but unpredictable place known for its mischievous residents. Santa grabbed his red cloak and sleigh bells. "I'm going there after them," he said. Mrs. Claus gave him a stern look. "Not alone. You're not. I am coming with you." Twinkle chimed in. "Me too. Someone has to keep track of the clues." Together, they followed the tracks into enchanted forest. The snow here sparkled in unnatural hues of blue and gold. The trees whispered softly, as if they were exchanging secrets. Suddenly, they came across a group of giggling snow fairies. "Fairies," Santa called out. "Have you seen my reindeers?" he asked. The tiny creatures stopped their chatter. One fairy with wings like frosted glass fluttered closer. "We saw them earlier. They were chasing a trail of golden carrots," the fairy said. "Golden carrots?" Mrs. Claus asked, puzzled. "Yes," the fairy replied. "They came from the direction Icicle Caves." "Thank you," Santa said, adjusting his hat. "Let's go." The Icicle Caves were cold and glittering, their walls reflecting light like a thousand diamonds. Inside, the group found the golden carrot trail. But it wasn't alone. Blocking their path was Frostbite, the ice giant. "Who dare enter my caves?" boomed Frostbite, his voice echoing off the icy walls. "It's me, Santa Claus," Santa said, standing tall despite the giant's intimidating size. "I'm looking for my reindeer," he said. Frostbite scratched his frosty chin. "Ah, the reindeer. They were here, chasing the golden carrots. But they left when they heard music coming from the snowy hills." Santa sighed. "Thank you, Frostbite." The ice giant chuckled. "Be careful, Santa. The snowy hills are not as peaceful as they seem." The snowy hills were covered in soft, powdery snow. At their peak, Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Twinkle found a curious sight. A merry band of snowmen playing fiddles and drums. The reindeer danced in a circle, clearly enchanted by the lively tune. Leading the band was Jack Frost, the mischievous winter spirit. "Jack," Santa called out, "what are you doing with my reindeer?" Jack Frost turned with a grin. "Relax, Santa. I just wanted to borrow them for a little fun. Look how happy they are." "They have a job to do, Jack," Mrs. Claus said sternly. "Christmas is tomorrow, and the children are counting on Santa to deliver their presents." Jack pouted. "Oh, all right, but you have to beat me in a challenge to get them back," he said. "What kind of challenge?" Santa asked. "A snowball fight," Jack declared, conjuring a flurry of snowballs. Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Twinkle praised themselves. Jack Frost's snowmen were quick and clever, pelting snowballs with precision. But Santa had been in snowball fights for centuries, with Mrs. Claus as his strategist and Twinkle as his speedy assistant. They soon turned the tide. Santa lobbed a perfect snowball that hit Jack Frost squarely on his hat. "I surrender," Jack laughed, throwing up his hands. "You win, Santa," he said. The reindeer stopped dancing, their enchantment broken. They trotted over to Santa, nuzzling him affectionately. With the reindeer safely back, Santa and his team rushed to prepare for the big night. The elves finished loading the sleigh, and the reindeer were harnessed and ready to fly. As Santa climbed into the sleigh, he turned to Mrs. Claus and Twinkle. "I couldn't have done it without you." Mrs. Claus smiled. "That's what teamwork is all about." With a hearty ho ho ho, Santa and his reindeer soared into the night sky, spreading joy and gifts to children around the world. And as for Jack Frost, he decided to behave himself for now. From this story, we learn that even Santa needs help, whether it's solving problems or facing challenges. Teamwork and determination can overcome any obstacle.